four-piece Ryobi 18
Love Talk Radio.
$59, over a $150 value. It lets you give the doer on your list something great so they can make something great. Doors open Friday at 5. We're lowering the cost of powering through the holidays with the Ryobi Combo Kit for just $69. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of the station, staff, management, or sponsors. Good afternoon, and welcome to Defending Your Money with your host, Dan Ascani of Ascani Wealth Management. Ascani Wealth Management is located in the Golden Bear Plaza in North Palm Beach. Give Dan a call at 877-578-5788. That's toll-free, 877-578-5788. Or check out the website at www.ascaniwm.com. Dan Ascani is a registered investment advisor representative of Kovac Advisors and is a registered representative of Kovac Securities. Dan can help you with money management, security brokerage services, financial services including financial planning, preservation, estate protection, and much, much more. Over the next hour, Dan will share his wisdom on all of these subjects. Now, here's the host of Defending Your Money, Dan Ascani.
And welcome once again to the Defending Your Money Show, everyone. This is Dan Ascani. I hope you are having a great Thanksgiving holiday, or at least getting ready to have one. We're going to talk about the wild week in the markets and in the geopolitical arena, as well as what's happening in Europe with the sovereign debt situation and how to manage risk in this environment. Stay tuned. You may like this show because it's going to help you perhaps calm the volatility in your portfolio. As you probably know, this show is all about you as a consumer, an investor, and or a business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. That's why we have this show. It's called the Defending Your Money Show. I'm here every weekday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Replayed at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and also broadcast on the Health and Wealth Network, AM 1470, on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network on the web, and also on our website, which you can get to by punching in defendingyourmoney.com. Now let's get right to it, because this is a good week, I think, to do a wrap-up on what's going on in the markets in the wake of the election this year, in the wake of the Federal Reserve's announcement that it is aggressively easing monetary conditions to try to help the economy, and in the wake of other events like the near default or technical default by Ireland on its sovereign debt, and the aerial assault by North Korea on a South Korean island. All those things upset the markets this week. Although we had the traditional day before Thanksgiving rally Wednesday. Tuesday, the market was down sharply, partly on that report about the North Korean attack. Wednesday, the Dow erased the entire decline and made it all back up about 150 points. Now, that's some pretty wild trading back and forth in each direction. Maybe it's driving you nuts, but I want to talk today about empowering your wealth-building efforts, how to calm your portfolio, how to not only diversify it, but also make it so you have a disciplined approach to managing risk. And the reason I say that is we get here, as wealth advisors here, we get a lot of accounts and portfolios in that range from individual investors to family offices to family trusts to corporate pension plans. And invariably, what we do first is put the existing portfolio into our software because we want to see what's in that. We take sort of an X-ray. We want to see what's in that portfolio. We want to see not only the stocks and bonds and whatever else are in the portfolio. We want to take measurements. We want some feedback, almost like a physician when you go in for your annual physical who sends you to the lab for lab work. What the physician gets back is a series of numbers that you probably can't read, or most of which you probably can't read, but it means something to the physician, and that's what we see when we put an investor's portfolio in to our software. We're sort of doing lab work on it. We want to see the risk as measured, as defined, as it is defined industry-wide, and by modern portfolio theory, which we'll talk about in just a minute. We want to see that risk as measured objectively by standard deviation. We want to see the expected returns in the portfolio against that risk. In other words, how much risk are you taking now in your portfolio versus the returns you expect to achieve? And the key to modern portfolio theory and managing risk, by the way, is to maximize your expected returns but lower the risk as much as possible in the process. And that's called the efficient frontier. I don't want to get too technical here, but the efficient frontier is really a line on a risk-reward chart that shows the optimal portfolio mix for that level of risk and returns that an investor wants. So if you're a conservative investor, for example, and we put your portfolio into our software and take an X-ray of it, it might come out that you're taking more risk than you think just by the objective measurement of the stocks and bonds and whatever else is in your portfolio. What we'll do is also take a look at that efficient frontier. We'll take a look at the line on that chart, the theoretical line that shows the optimal mix of investments in your portfolio to get you the expected return, but hopefully at the lowest risk for that level of return. So the theory is, of course, that for every level of return, there's a portfolio that contains the lowest possible risk. That's the efficient frontier. So if you want 20% returns, there's a level in that portfolio that contains the lowest possible risk theoretically for that 20% you're expecting. If you want 5%, there's a level of risk that theoretically contains the lowest possible risk for that level of return. And that's used widely in the industry. Many investors, many individual investors, don't really know about it or don't know how to use it. Of course, that's our job as investment advisors and wealth managers. And so what we're going to do is put your portfolio in, as we do portfolios of anybody we get in here as a prospect or a client, and we take those measurements. And then we see how far from that line, that efficient frontier line, are you? And how much risk are you taking, and can we lower that risk? Can we diversify the portfolio to the point where you're not taking so much risk for that level of reward? And can we diversify the portfolio to include investments that aren't so dependent on what the stock market does? That's why we talk a lot about true portfolio diversification on the Defending Your Money show here. Many people, and by people I mean investors, advisors, brokers, whatever the case may be, think that that diversification involves adding on some international stocks and some bonds to your domestic stock portfolio, or maybe adding on emerging market stocks or European stocks, just as an example, to your domestic stock portfolio, and maybe adding on some global bonds to your domestic bond part of your portfolio. But that's not true diversification, and here's why. When you put that kind of situation into the software and look at that risk-reward spectrum I'm talking about here, and you actually measure it objectively, you throw all the myths that are in your mind, all the perceptions that are in your mind out, you throw them out, and you look at what the objective measurement of risk versus reward is in that portfolio, and then you say, what if I add international stocks, emerging market stocks, whatever the case is, or global bonds? What will that do to the risk? Chances are very high you're increasing the risk in your portfolio, even though you think you're diversifying. Why is that? Because international stocks, over the last couple of decades, have become correlated more and more to the trading activity of domestic stocks. So what that means is they're highly correlated to the fluctuations in the U.S. market, even when the U.S. is the one with the big economic problems. Investors learned that in the crash of 08 and 09. Many investors thought they would hide from the U.S. subprime mortgage problems, from the collapse of our banking system, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and so forth, by buying international. And their reasoning was, well, Japan or China or Australia doesn't have these problems, so why don't I just sell my U.S. stocks and buy Japanese, Chinese, or Australian stocks, or whatever the case is. But they learned the hard way, and all you have to do is look at a chart to find this out. They learned the hard way that those stocks that supposedly had nothing to do with what's happening in the U.S. actually went down more during the crash in most cases than the domestic stocks here that had those problems. The reason is the correlation between international and U.S. stocks. Because when the U.S. economy is in trouble, so is the globe. The U.S. is the international leader, and although we've been slipping a little bit in the ranks, partly because of our high labor costs here versus the labor costs of producing goods in China, for example, although we've slipped a little, we're still the economic leader. And the world isn't going anywhere economically if the U.S. is collapsing or not doing well. So you can understand why, if you look into that software I'm talking about to find the correlation between international stocks and domestic stocks, you'll see that the correlation is very high, 80, 85, 90% most of the time. So that whatever the U.S. does, so do your international stocks, only even more so. Because there's another factor called beta, which is the measurement of how much a stock moves compared to a benchmark. So your international stocks might actually move twice as much as the S&P 500 in both directions. So if the S&P is up 1%, your international stocks might be up 2%. There's that high correlation there. They're both up. International is up more than domestic. But it works both ways. International stocks might decline 1.5 or 2 times what the S&P declines. And that's that correlation, and that's why that is not diversification. And neither is buying global bonds, because interest rates are very highly correlated internationally. So when U.S. rates rise here and bonds drop, they drop globally also. We're going to talk about this a little bit more and try to make some sense out of it so you can use it to your advantage in trying to calm your portfolio during these times and brace for what could lie ahead in 2011. This is Dan Ascani with the Defending Your Money Show. I thank you for joining me again, but don't go away. We have another segment after the break. Hi, I'm Dan Ascani, host of the Defending Your Money Show. Let's face it, today's economy is tough. And building wealth in a low interest rate environment with a roller coaster stock market is difficult. That's why I always say building your wealth begins with an accurate assessment of your investments and the risks you're taking. We use modern portfolio theory to assess the risk you're taking in your portfolio so we can help you have peace of mind knowing the level of risk or standard deviation in your investment portfolio. At my firm, Ascani Wealth Management in North Palm Beach, we'll analyze your portfolio with software to help quantify the risk, then we'll make recommendations to adjust your investments to the level of risk you want to take. Call now, toll free at 877-578-5788. That's 877-578-5788 for your thorough, no-obligation portfolio review or submit your request on defendingyourmoney.com.
Dan Ascani is a registered investment advisor representative of Kovac Advisors Incorporated and a registered representative of Kovac Securities, member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you worried about whether the stock market will dive again? Are you concerned that another swoon could take away from your retirement and your financial future? Hi, I'm Dan Ascani, host of the Defending Your Money Show and founder of Ascani Wealth Management in North Palm Beach, Florida. For years, I've been managing client accounts using our proven models. I've been a licensed professional for over 25 years and have steered my clients and subscribers to our research through panics, crashes, and manias, including the crash of 87 and the crash of 2008. If you're considering well-researched and experienced money management, I invite you to call us toll-free at 877-578-5788. That's 877-578-5788, toll-free, or go to our website at defendingyourmoney.com for a free, no-obligation portfolio review. You'll be glad you did.
Dan Ascani is a registered investment advisor representative of Kovac Advisors, Inc. and a registered representative of Kovac Securities, member FINRA, SIPC.
The investor and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy, and that's exactly what we're talking about today on this Thanksgiving week. We hope you're all having a great Thanksgiving weekend, and we hope you're ready for what lies ahead. That's what we're trying to get you ready for here on this show. And this show, as I said, is all about you, and it's all about defending and building wealth in this tough environment. And one of the ways to do that is, as I was talking about before the break, taking an objective look at your portfolio and your financial goals and the risk you're taking to achieve them. And doing that objectively, what we do here is put it in software so we can get a read on it, as I said at the top of the show, much like a physician when you're going for your annual physical does when he sends you to the lab. He gets back a set of numbers and reads the numbers out, and it tells him something about your body. Well, that's what we do with your portfolio. We put it in our software. What we're using really is what's called modern portfolio theory. It's actually been used for decades. And it's actually a theory developed in the 50s, now widely used by institutional investors who want to optimize portfolios, maximize returns based on given levels of risk, and to actually quantify the portfolio, monitor changing risk situations in the environment, and actually monitor the portfolio and the markets. That's what's so important. The markets change, as everyone learned, by the crash of 08 and 09, and actually by the tech wreck of 2000 to 2002. You know, if you took a look at your portfolio and the risk you were taking at the top of the market in 2000 or the top of the market in 2007 when the Dow peaked at 14,164, and then watched how that risk exploded as the markets fell, you'd see that the risk you were taking by doing nothing was increasing more and more. And that's why we were also talking before the break about true diversification. I said that buying international stocks or international bonds is not the way to diversify a domestic stock and bond portfolio, because those international investments are so highly correlated to each other. They move together. So you're not really diversifying. If you add international stocks to a domestic stock portfolio, you're actually increasing your risk because they move more typically than domestic stocks. So how do you diversify, and how do you manage risk? How do you build wealth in this environment? First of all, true diversification takes place across more than one asset class. By asset class, I mean stocks, bonds, or alternatives. Those are the primary asset classes. Why are they different from each other? Well, the asset class of stocks or equities involves ownership in a company, a publicly traded company typically. We actually own equity in a company. That's an asset class, equity ownership. Another asset class, what I said was bonds, is actually debt instruments. You don't own anything except a debt instrument. You're actually lending money to somebody else, like the government or a corporation. When you buy a corporate bond, you're lending the money. And so you have a debt instrument, a bond, showing that they owe you money. Completely different asset class than stocks, which represent equity ownership. Bonds means you lent somebody money. And alternatives like precious metals or real estate, let's say commodities, precious metals, you don't own equity in a company and you don't owe anybody anything. You actually own a commodity, which acts completely differently most of the time than stocks or bonds. And the fact that these asset classes act so differently from each other at different parts of the business cycle is the basis for true diversification. So your portfolio, truly diversified, should actually contain the right mix for you, the right proportion of stocks, bonds, and alternatives. And the way you determine that is by, first of all, as I said, putting your portfolio into some software. We do that for you. I don't expect you to have the software. We do that for you to measure the risk versus expected return, and then find out how to diversify that portfolio based on your financial goals and your level of risk. When you diversify, you see things like what happened yesterday. We woke up yesterday, all of us, to the news that North Korea attacked a South Korean island for a solid hour with artillery fire. That upset the markets, right on the heels of the Irish debt default, where Ireland was having to go for European bailout money to keep its banking system from collapsing. That upset the markets. What we saw yesterday, which was Tuesday, saw stocks down pretty hard, 1.5%, 2%. Some stocks and mutual funds were down 3 or 4%. But you saw Treasury bonds up, and then you saw gold up. That's how differently those asset classes act from each other. They don't always act like that every day, but they do typically move differently from each other at different points of the business cycle, and that's really the basis for diversification. So how do you build wealth? If I could say it in five steps, what would those five wealth-building steps be? The first one would be get together a list of your investable assets and find out where they are on that risk-reward spectrum. How do you do that? You take an X-ray of it, like we would do when we put your portfolio in our software during a free portfolio review, which you can get by calling us at the office. I'll give you the number again in a second. To get together that list of investable assets, find out where you are in the risk-reward spectrum, and then for wealth-building step number two, you would make a list of your financial goals from now until you're 85 years old. That means financial milestones, cash flow requirements, and other goals like putting children through college, buying a vacation home, or achieving a desired lifestyle during retirement. And if you're retired now, your financial goals might be to improve your lifestyle during retirement. Step number three, you take the list you compiled in step one and two, the list of investable assets, and the list of your financial goals from now until you're 85, and bring them to your financial planner or your financial advisor to formulate a financial plan with an investment strategy. If you don't have one, we provide financial planning services here at Ascani Wealth Management, and our financial advisors can assist you. The financial plan will show you where you're likely to fall short of your goals at various points in your future. And what we do here at Ascani Wealth Management is we also run our models on stocks, interest rates, inflation, deflation, commodities, and we monitor that changing risk in the markets and compare them to what that's doing to our client portfolios, and we make adjustments. We're one of the few advisors who manage money by making adjustments according to changes in the market environment. So we don't rely on traditional asset allocation and just forget about it. Sure, we asset allocate, but we also monitor the changing risk and make changes in client portfolios as necessary. And if you have a consulting agreement with us, if you're a family office or you run some family trust or you're a corporation and you have a consulting agreement with us, we will recommend when and how to do those changes in your portfolio. Maybe you have a 401k that has to stay at your employer. We can help you with that. Wealth building step number four, the results of steps one through three lead to this important step. It's a disciplined and adaptable investment strategy to put you on track to achieving your financial goals. We help you with that here. If you do it yourself, you need a disciplined, adaptable strategy to achieve the goals you just outlined in steps one, two, and three. And for step five, just commit yourself definitively to the plan that you'll stick to steps one to four over time. You'll review them periodically with your financial planner and investment advisor, and you'll stick to the plan. You won't make in-the-pants decisions based on, well, this time the situation in South Korea or the situation in Europe is going to be bad or not bad. You're going to have a disciplined approach as the markets change, no matter what happens. So if the market wants to crash, we all don't want that to happen, but we're going to deal with it. And that's what's so important about managing risk. If you want to see our track record for this, and you also want a free portfolio review, just give us a call, 877-578-5788, toll free. Let me give you that number again, 877-578-5788, toll free. It's a no-obligation, extensive portfolio review. We'll help you with those five wealth-building steps. We'll help you with your IRA rollover, your traditional IRA, your Roth IRA, your corporate pension plan, your family office, whatever the case may be. Give us a call. I'm Dan Ascani with the Defending Your Money Show. Hope you all have a great Thanksgiving weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Defending Your Money with your host, Dan Ascani of Ascani Wealth Management, located in the Golden Bear Plaza in North Palm Beach. Now it's time for you to take action. Give Dan a call and set up your free consultation, 877-578-5788. That's toll free, 877-578-5788. Or check out the website at www.ascaniwm.com. That's ASCANIWM.com. And join us every day at this same time for Defending Your Money with your host, Dan Ascani, on AM 740 WSBR, South Florida's Money Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed in this sponsored program is strictly related to postage and callers and not necessarily those of the station, staff, management, or sponsor.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
It's time for the Foreclosure Forum, brought to you by the foreclosure team of attorneys Sasha Katz and Kevin Hagen. Kevin, let me ask you this. I hear a lot about short sales. I know you do that service at your law firm. Tell me a little bit about who's right for a short sale.
Anybody in foreclosure, anyone that's upside down in the property, anyone that's behind in their mortgage payment, certainly if they're looking to find a way